and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Well, the enemy has deceived and disillusioned so many. They're seeking not unto God for life, but unto other things. Amen. People are so delusioned to think that money is the answer, or that the physicians, can't trust a lot of them today, have the answer, or it's in medicine or science or technology. No, the real answer has never changed. He never left his place. He was, is, and is to come. And he's always been the answer. Amen. And he always will be the answer. And this is why we have to filter through all this foolishness and go back to that place where God is our answer. Where God is our source. Unequivocally. No one beside him, no one above him, nobody dictating, nobody, amen, amen, limiting you. God is the answer. Amen. And you got to fight the good fight of faith till you get loosed from all this other stuff. Amen. And allow God to be the source. Tell somebody a reset. God's taking us back, but there's a Gethsemane to go through. I said there's a Gethsemane. There's some pressure. There's where the grapes were crushed. It's like being broken bread. Crushed grapes. Poured out wine. Gethsemane. The garden. Man lost everything in the garden. God came and took it back in the garden. Took it back in the garden. Man lost everything in the delightful place. God took it back in the place of pressure. I want to show you something here, because Adam, when he took on that nature, his soul, everything changed. He became fleshly, carnal. His soul changed. He became ashamed, afraid, aware of something that he never should have been aware of. That he never should have had any insight or perspective about. But it was what the devil showed him. He had taken on the perspective of the devil. Now he was afraid of God. Now he was ashamed of himself. Now he was hiding. Blaming. In Gethsemane, Matthew chapter 26, verse 36. Matthew 26 and 36. Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and said unto the disciples, sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. See, the weight of the world, the purpose for his coming, was coming into reality now. All the miracles, all the signs, all the healings, all the deliverances, all the dead being raised, all of that was fruit. But now he was coming to the place for his real coming. And that was to give his life. Because through one man's disobedience, all of us became sinners. We were born into this thing. We had no choice. But through one man's obedience. And so now he enters the garden. And I can imagine it being just like Adam in the delightful place when he ate of the fruit. what his soul must have felt like. Jesus entered Gethsemane, and he says, and he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, James and John, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. He was taking it on now. The reason why he was here, to redeem us from what Adam did. It was coming upon him. Then it says, then he said to them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful. Look here. Even unto death. See, when Adam interacted, death came. Jesus entered the garden to take on that same thing. And his soul was sorrowful even unto death. He was facing it. What brought us into this calamitous situation, he was facing it in Gethsemane. Now understand, he prayed in that garden under such pressure. We read where it were, as it were, drops of blood, sweat were coming out of his pores. That's a medical condition, I understand. Sweat wasn't coming out, but blood was coming out of his pores. That much pressure in Gethsemane. And he asked his disciples, he went a little, it says, then he said unto them, my soul is exceeding, beyond sorrowful, even unto or facing death. Tarry here and watch with me. And he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. And he come unto the disciples and find them asleep. And said unto Peter, what could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. Look what he says. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. The spirit indeed is willing. Whichever is governing you to the greater degree is the degree of results that you will have in your Gethsemane. Some fall asleep because the flesh, which is weak, is governing. But some stay and wage war because their spirit is willing. They're not going to give up. Like Jacob told the angel, I'm not going to let you go till you bless me. Amen. He went away again the second time and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And he left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then cometh he to his disciples and saith unto them, sleep on now and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand that doth betray me. His soul, what he delivered us from, the sin of Adam, from death, he encountered that in the Garden of Gethsemane. And instead of buckling and yielding to it, he prayed through it. Come on, he prayed through it. Now, what does that? That tells us something opened for us. Something that we didn't earn. Something that we didn't do. But now, because he did it, he's our forerunner. Amen. And he has made a way for us. Now we have access. Hello? I said, now we have access because he prayed through. Amen. He wrestled in Gethsemane against all the demon forces, the fallen angels, the spirits of darkness that tried to, amen, destroy him. He pressed through that, even though his soul was exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. He prayed through it. Let me take you to one more place, and we'll wind up here. In Revelation chapter 12, his soul was troubled in the garden. He suffered that we might have peace. He was bruised for our iniquities, wounded for our transgressions. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, what? Come on, say it like you mean it. By his stripes, we are healed. So what was lost in the first garden was gained back in the second garden. Come on, he went through and he suffered all that we would not have to suffer that. And he went through death. He kicked the other side of the grave out. Paul wrote and said, "Oh, death, where's your sting? Oh, grave, where's your victory?" How many of we didn't earn this? We received this. We have inherited this. We are covenant, so we have this. Tell somebody, I have an incorruptible seed inside of me. I will not die, but live and declare the goodness of my God. It is appointed unto man once to die. That's the body. That's if Jesus doesn't come. But your spirit's not going to die. Your spirit's not going to go through some dark tunnel in any place called purgatory. Not so. To be absent from this body means for a saint to be present with the Lord. And it don't take long. I said, and it doesn't take a long time. To be absent means to be present. Revelation chapter 12, verse 3. Let me get it. This is about a great wonder that John saw in heaven. A woman with child. It says, "And there appeared another wonder in heaven. And behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head." His heads. A dragon. In Eden, he used the serpent, which was, see the serpent or the snake, you look that word up and it means a whisperer, a whisper. It's a magic spell. It has to do with divination. It has to do with an enchanter, someone that's crafty. You know, you call somebody a snake. You snake in the grass. You know, they're tricky. They're crafty. They'll have you spellbound. They'll be having you think one way, look one way, and they're doing something. You know, so snake. Now, in Revelation 12. We see that it's not a snake anymore, it's a dragon. And I said it to begin with. Why is it a dragon? Imaginations. He's still the same crafty, good for nothing, low down, all the adjectives you can think of. Amen. Like the Grinch. Amen. That's still him, but it's imaginations. Here in Revelation, he's a dragon because of imaginations. He's still the same. Defeated. He was defeated before he started. Never to triumph. But he's captured imaginations. So he's got the world spellbound.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.